The long-standing issues are long-standing for a reason. They are complex. There are differences in views, and therefore, we have to continue engaging one another. What's important is how we go about that engagement, and we do so in a constructive spirit, with mutual respect, trying to understand one another's positions. We try to resolve these issues in accordance with international law and to achieve durable and mutually beneficial outcomes. Not always easy to do that, but we can continue to talk and make progress. For example, on airspace, as you heard just now from Prime Minister Anwar, we had a very fruitful discussion today, recognizing that airspace management is not about sovereignty, it's about air management services for both countries and to meet the current and future needs of our respective airports. So that's the approach we have been taking, and that's, I think, a very good approach for two close countries, close friends, close neighbors to work together in a positive manner.
Yeah. There are differences, of course, but there's no hostility. And we don't take action, neither Singapore nor Malaysia, to frustrate these movements. What needs to be agreed upon is to facilitate that process and at least to have some clarity so this will not create issues in the future. So I think you should at least compliment the present efforts in that direction. Water is no longer a contentious issue as far as Malaysia is concerned, and in Johor particularly. Yes, the treated water from Johor, from Singapore, which originates from Johor, but the requirements in Johor is also huge. So any discussion in terms of the price mechanism that we initiated in the past would be more complex because it would also affect a negative impact upon the consumers in Johor. So that matter is not being deliberated at length. But what's important is the Singapore proposal to initiate some discussions on the possible investments into some infrastructure, either in terms of the water capacity and volume, and also in terms of those affected by the pollution, to make sure the level of capacity and also the quality water.